Get ready for more positive parenting with Armin Brott from the MrDad.com radio network.
Welcome back to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott, and my guest for this part of today's show is Jude Bijou, who is the author of Attitude Reconstruction, a blueprint for building a better life. Jude, thanks for joining us.
It's just my pleasure to be here.
I think we got to start at the very beginning. What is attitude reconstruction?
Well, attitude reconstruction is based on one simple fact, and that is that all of our problems, all of our bad attitudes, stem back to unexpressed emotion. And if we realize that emotions are nothing but sensations in our body and move them out, like physically but constructively, we can move from sadness and anger and fear to the opposite, joy, love, and peace.
Well, what do you mean move them out? You're not talking about suppressing them, are you?
No, on the contrary. I'm talking about taking the lead of what we see with children. And that is, like, for instance, when they're angry, they don't go, oh, I think I'll go exercise. They don't get in their head. They go and they flop down and they just have a full-blown temper tantrum. And what happens? The energy moves out of the body because emotions, which are just are natural, and they're just energy in motion, emotion. There's no words. We put words to it, but it's just a sensation that we can recognize in our body. And if we go, oh, I'm feeling the sensation, I got to get it out of here so I don't revert to some bad attitude.
Well, so how do you do that, though? I mean, is the I'm going to go exercise the adult version of a tantrum?
No, because you can't really lose control. In a temper tantrum, the child is like flailing and kicking and screaming, and you just make the space for them not to get hurt. And it's that same thing. We need to move that energy. And so it could be whatever's comfortable for the person. It could be you lie on the back of your bed and kick and scream and kick and scream. It could be you push against the wall as hard as you can. Or I have, when I work with clients, parents and kids, what I have is old phone books and a flexible plastic hose that I get at the hardware store, and just have them whack on that phone book so hard, and pages start to fly and the noise is really loud, and they do it till they're exhausted and catch their breath and do it again. And after just a little while, that energy just passes, and they're just, I'd say, like with couples, you're too tired to fight.
Well, I guess that means that my mom was right all those years ago when she said, oh, go out in the backyard and pound nails or something.
Well, yeah, that's a little closer. Pull weeds, you know, as hard as you can, or you know, pound dough. The most important thing about moving that energy out of the body, because it's just energy, is what we're thinking and what we're saying. Because, like, with anger, for instance, if I'm going, you shouldn't be like that, and you're a bad kid, and, you know, what's wrong with you? If I'm saying that while I'm pounding out my anger or stomping out my anger, I'm only going to be reinforcing that feeling. I'm going to be perpetuating my anger. But if I own it as mine, I'm just angry, or there's no words, while you're pounding, that energy moves through. So it's so important what we're thinking, regardless of what feels good for us to do on a physical level to, like, release that energy.
That's really an interesting approach, I mean, because I think there's so much emphasis now on how bad is it really, and could you think of alternative ways to think of this problem kind of stuff that's much more heady than what you're talking about.
Absolutely. That's the difference. Is we've forgotten that we're emotional beings. Everybody has these six emotions, and we naturally express them, but we've gotten so that we're more heady, we're sort of logical, we're trying to move things forward rather than taking that pause to go, oh, I'm feeling that. I talk about it like emotional hygiene. I'm feeling this. I got to move it out of my body. Like, need a shower? I'll take that shower.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about anger. That seems to be one, I think, that's probably in many ways the most problematic, particularly with little boys, is we're not allowing them to be angry. It's not okay.
And here's where we have to be good models ourselves.
Yeah, well, but are you being a good model? Oh, I'm going to step back a little bit. Are you letting anybody else see this when you do it as an adult? Or are you waiting until everybody's out of the house and then you go wild?
Well, actually, it's nice at a neutral time when the anger's not surging in the body to have a conversation and say, boy, I'm going to try this something new, and I'm going to go to a safe place, and whether it's the bathroom or the back bedroom or the garage or the car, I'm going to go someplace where I won't hurt anything of value. And because I'm not swearing and saying all that terrible language, you hear when people get angry how awful it feels. But if we're doing it purely, you know, it's just anger, it's just energy, then the children don't mind. Then the spouse doesn't mind. Then I'm just taking responsibility for that energy and taking care of it.
You know, that's really fascinating. I got to say, I never really had thought about things that way. All right, so let's talk about some of the other emotions. There are three or two others that are kind of on the what people generally classify as sort of the negative side of things. Sad, how do you get that out?
Well, what do kids do? What do? When we feel a hurt or a loss, we naturally cry. And so it's giving ourselves permission to have that cry, not like, oh, a few little tears and I better hold it back in so they don't see me crying, or, you know, all of message we've internalized of big boys don't cry and don't cry or I'll give you something to cry about. We've internalized those messages rather than just doing the same kind of thinking. I just feel sad. I just need to cry, or just cry. Cry when you feel that, because the tears wash us clean. That's that energy, moving that sad energy out. And then we don't start feeling helpless and passive and, you know, like we can't take charge of our life.
Now, what do you do if you're somebody who really is not a big crier? And I'm sure that would account for probably at least half the population.
Absolutely. You start where you can. And so it might be that a certain music brings that close to that feeling, or you go to that movie, or you rent that hokey tearjerker. Everybody's got one or two of those. So you find, or you can look at photographs or whatever is easiest to get to there. So because it's going to take a little while. We have all those messages. So that's one thing, is set it up for ourselves. Okay, I'm going to take a little while, and I feel that heaviness in my chest because that's that physiology. I feel so down. I'm going to take a little time, and I'm going to, you know, go someplace again safe when I have a few minutes that maybe the kids are all off.
Now, you talk about something that's, I don't know exactly, not quite an emotion, but talk about how you can rewire unhelpful thought patterns, like having poor self-image, for example. How does that work? That's not really sadness or anger or anything in particular. What do you do with that?
Would you mind if I talked a second about fear first?
Because
sure. That's really what's running all of us. You know, got so much to do. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so in the future. I'm worrying. I'm anxious. You know, those are the kind of feelings that we all have, which is that agitated energy. That's that fear energy. And for me, it's like, what does a dog naturally do when it's scared?
Right? Tail between the legs and go hide somewhere. Yeah.
And what is its body is shaking and shivering and trembling. And the same with our body when we're actually physically in shock, when our body has those messages, my fear is my survival is being threatened, it naturally shakes and shivers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to allow ourselves to do. Because what we do is now is we tighten up. I'm going to tighten up and plow through it,
right,
or deer in the headlights, rather than just going, and just taking a few minutes and going into the bathroom or somewhere to just move that energy out of the body. And then we're way more present. Maybe we've started to laugh, or the colors seem brighter. Everything comes into focus because we've moved that energy. And it sounds funky. It sounds sort of like weird. But if you try it with all these things, if you try it, I say you can have a divine shift. You see the result.
Jude Bijou is the author of Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life, a really different and thought-provoking approach. Jude, thanks for joining us. Great to have you.
My pleasure.
More with Mr. Dad, Armin Brott, after this, from the MrDad.com radio network.